right, welcome back to the Technicast. It's been a while, but we are happy to be back with everybody. For those that don't know, March is Women's History Month. We had International Women's Day in this month as well. We at Technica would like to take this month to celebrate the brave and powerful women who have come before us, those who are striving for success now, and those who are going to lead us into the future. One of those brilliant women is my lovely co-host, Chloe Tuck.
Hello.
And another is the woman who writes the checks around here and signs them, co-owner of Technica Editorial, Arlene Furman.
Hello.
She is our guest today, and we thought that in honor of Women's History Month, we'd sit down with her and talk a little about her career and how she got to the position that she's in today. So, for starters, why don't you just tell us a little bit about your career and how you kind of got started in publishing?
Well, I actually started out in a research lab. My major was plant and soil science, and I ended up in a molecular biology lab. And it was something that I really did not enjoy, being in the lab, and I had some friends that were in publishing, and they said, perfect for a transition. Publishers, especially academic scientific publishers, love people with a science background. And so there was a job opening, and I applied, and publishing started. My publishing career started.
Oh, man, you took my question. I was going to ask you about the science. But I'll move to the next one. So what are the major changes that you've seen since you started in the publishing field?
There have been an incredible, so many changes. Starting from the times where there was no internet and we waited on the porch for the UPS and FedEx guy to come. So, publishing, publishing times have really decreased, and just technology has taken it to a whole different level. So there have been a lot of changes. Too many.
Have you encountered any sort of bias or sexism in your career? I know that science and publishing are probably both still very male dominant. And if so, how have you kind of worked to counteract that?
Well, publishing traditionally has been women, which has been kind of empowering and great for us. On the science side, I would say it's still very male-dominated. Myself, I haven't encountered really any, bias, I don't think. And I wasn't, we started this business. We had been working for probably about 4 or 5 years. So I don't really think I had a chance to encounter any that I know of, I should say. But, after that, we decided to take it on the road. And here we are, Technica.
Speaking of Technica, how does it feel to be the owner of a company? Do you feel any sort of extra pressure about being a female manager?
I don't personally. I feel like, that I don't know. It doesn't really affect me as a woman, I think, because I don't really know why. I'm glad that, I am, and that I am a part owner of a business, so it's good for all of us. But I'm not sure that I necessarily look at things in those terms, because I want, at least here, everyone to succeed, and it's not necessarily who you are, but it's what you bring to the table.
What advice would you have to any young woman that's looking to kind of get into the publishing and get their feet wet?
I would say, just meetings are great. Joining an association, if you have a local chapter of like the SSP or the ISMTE, engage with other people who are in publishing. I think just getting yourself out there and trying to become, a part of what's going on is really helpful. Link yourself in.
LinkedIn.
Tweet yourself out.
Tweet.
Okay, last question, or is it? What do you think about the state of the publishing industry right now with regard between men and women? Do you think it's equal pay, equal opportunities?
I would say in terms of publishing, it's probably predominantly women. I don't really know outside of here whether or not Lake of Pay is equal. I hope that it is because I think that our talents are equal. But, you know, in terms of like here, you know, our company, we don't really use that kind of bias, but we pretty much judge our employees by their merit.
Okay, last and most important question. Who's the better employee, me or Chloe?
Oh, man.
Chloe.
Aww.
No, I'm just joking.
I knew that was coming,
I'm
too.
Only joking. But I do want to say just one thing in terms of, like, Women's Month, and which I think is really exciting for people coming up. But I went to the Women's March, and it was really cool to see, you know, that many women there. And also families with little kids. And I think about that, and I think about those little girls that are going to be coming up in this day, and they're going to see that, you know, there is no difference, and that they can succeed at whatever they choose to be or do, and that, you know, women are, we rock. We're
that
righteous.
Is, that
well
is
said.
True.
Yes. That is an excellent way to end things for National Women's Month.
Well, we're going to just keep marching. Right, Chloe?
That's right.
That's right.
Thank you for being such a good leader with that.
Our great and glorious boss.
Yeah.
Thank you. You're great. Great employees.
Well, that is the Technicast. And again, happy Women's History Month. And we'll see you again soon. Thank you.